I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey, it's Sunday night and I'm feeling turnt. I don't know why, but I'm in a mood. Tonight we've got Robin Dixon from Potomac with Charisse Jackson Jordan. I keep saying Charisse Jackson Jordan. I don't know why I keep pronouncing her name like that, but I don't know if I'm going to do that on the show or not, but I'm just feeling it. Okay, see you in there.
Her relationship with Juan never ceases to perplex, and was she the one to bring around Sherman's ex? It's Watch What Happens Live with Robin Dixon and Charisse Jackson Jordan now. Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse, which, much like Karen's marriage, is an institution, ladies. My first guest is Bravo's first house flipper slash drag pizza delivery man. It's Potomac housewife Robin Dixon with the new haircut. And I'd ask her how she's doing and who she's hanging out with these days, but I do not want to be accused of stealing her contacts from the Real Housewives of Potomac. Say hi to Charisse Jackson Jordan. Great to see you both. Robin, I love the hair.
Thank you.
Looks great.
Yes, I needed a change.
I mean, I got to be real. I saw it at the reunion.
You did. Right. No surprise.
I'm reacting again. But I do love it. And Charisse, you always look great, but I love these shoes. They're making me absolutely... I've seen a lot of Louis Vuittons in my days.
These are my reunion shoes, actually.
Yes, well, good. I'm glad you wore them.
You couldn't see them.
And as if the Potomac women didn't bring enough heat, in honor of National Chicken Wing Day, behind the bar, he is the host of Hot Ones, Sean Evans. I love Sean Evans. Great to see you, Sean. Hell yeah. Sean gets the biggest guests on Hot Ones. Who's the biggest guest you've had?
Probably Andy Cohen.
No, but who's the other biggest guest?
We've had Charlize Theron.
Right.
We've had Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
We've had Andy Cohen.
Yes.
And John Mayer.
And they make you eat chicken wings, and the harder the questions get, the hotter the hot sauce is. It's really great. Let's get started. Robin, while you were flipping a house tonight, Giselle and Ashley were busy flipping out about how gross it was. Take a look.
The potential to make a really nice profit from flipping homes is there. So I want to make sure that I do it right.
Wowzers.
Robin, welcome. Robin, this is a WT and a F.
You paid for this?
This is nasty.
Is it safe? Is the floor stable?
Yeah. Girl, I was scared to come in the front door.
There we go. Hello, everybody.
My ex-husband and I built a church from the ground up, but it didn't look like this.
Who buying this, Robin?
Were you pissed at their stank attitude?
Oh, no. I mean, it was a dump.
Right.
It was
a dump. Is it still a dump?
No, but it's still in progress.
Okay. When Ashley told Karen that her assistant, Matt, was spreading rumors about her, Karen took upon herself to confront him. But let's see whose side she picked. No surprise.
But you were a hot, hot topic. I hate to tell you.
Me?
Mm-hmm. You seem to always be on the lips of the women. But this time, Ashley's more than anyone.
Why?
She basically said, you're running around town telling people I live in a townhome. Well, I don't have to answer to you, Ashley. I don't have to tell you a damn thing. You can speculate all you want. You look like a idiot. I'll believe Matt, not Ashley, who lies on everybody. I think if she saw Jesus, she'd lie on him.
Who do you guys believe?
I believe Matt was saying those things. I don't think Ashley would have just made that up.
And you?
I plead the fifth.
Okay. Ashley, you didn't plead the fifth at the reunion on this topic. Ashley and her brother Zachary, a.k.a. Casanova, made a music video, and Charisse is in it. We have to take a look at this. Charisse are here to answer your questions, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, tonight on Potomac, Ashley visited her mother, and it was really nice to see the progress they've made, but here's what. As they say with difficult relationships, two steps forward, one big Michael-sized step back. Watch.
So, he said that he's reconsidering having kids with me because he's afraid that I'll become an irresponsible person like my mother.
I know you got to be... You're joking with me right now.
I know, Mom. I'm sorry.
I'm all in my head right now. At least I have a relationship with my kids. My kids don't curse me out every other day.
You know, and I'm trying to stick it out.
That's a tough spot for her to be in, right?
So tough. I couldn't even imagine. I've never had to be in that position, so I don't
and the emotion on her mother's face. It's just like really deep.
Right. Second, this season, Monique was accused of flipping through Charisse's Rolodex, but ever since she landed on K for Kendall, the drama has been O for off the charts. Here's what. Charisse, take a look, and we're going to get your take on the other side. Watch this.
How are you? It's Sherman's ex.
So you were bringing her around because we had our issues.
No, I
was thinking that it was Monique the whole time.
It had absolutely nothing to do with Kendall being around.
It was 50-50. I feel like we both were as messy.
The bottom line is Charisse has not fully gotten over what Giselle did to her. And she wanted to use Kendall as a way to get up under Giselle's skin.
I had nothing to do with Monique inviting Kendall to anything.
Charisse had been plotting to bring Kendall around since before we started even filming the third season.
Reaction.
Liar. I mean, honestly, one thing about Monique, what she does is instead of dealing with the truth, she lies her way out of things. First of all, Giselle and I buried that hatchet a long time ago. On the show, you even saw me confront her, where I even said to her, no, I did not have anything to do with it. Initially, yes, I was, you know, going to get under Giselle's skin, which had nothing to do with what Monique was doing. No one knew what I was doing, actually.
You also pointed out at the reunion, which was interesting, and I had forgotten, you put Kendall up to be a housewife of Potomac for the first two seasons.
Yes, I did.
Right. You wanted her, and this was before
all
Giselle
this,
started
before
dating.
Before Monique was even on the show.
Right, yeah. Right. But that has nothing to do with this season.
No, I mean, be honest. I'll be very honest. You know, Giselle can get under your skin, and she and I had our little thing that we had, but we did get past it. But I kind of was a little interested in getting her back just a slight bit.
Okay.
Kendall was really pissed with Giselle, and I just wanted to see it unravel. So.
Okay. All right. Finally, Robin may have a knack for fixing up messy houses, but can the same be said for messy housewives? Here's what. It's time to flip the script. I'm going to show you some situations in Potomac that are falling apart. You both tell me how you would make them shiny and new. How should Ashley flip Michael's opinions on not having kids?
Leave him and then make him force the decision.
Force the issue. Ultimately.
Have a baby.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I did.
just have a baby.
Yeah.
Just say stay in.
Don't pull out. Right?
Don't pull out.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. How should Karen flip Ray's financial issues? Does she need to be more involved in his finances?
Absolutely, yes. She needs to know everything.
Of course.
Robin, how should Charisse flip the situation involving Kendall? Should she just own the fact that she was being shady by bringing her around? Well, she just did.
Herself.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Monique had the fact that Monique ran with it, that's the issue.
I love this sound-alike to Burn Baby Burn that we're listening to right now. It's Disco Inferno. I like it. But it's not Disco Inferno. It's a sound-alike. How should Giselle flip, because we ain't paying for this song. How should Giselle flip her love life so that she doesn't end up in the same situation with Sherman?
She just needs to get back with Sherman. They're made for each other.
Really? Yeah. You agree?
Yeah, I agree. Little Carol Flynn, they'll be fine.
How should Ashley go about flipping Michael's issues with her mother? Last time she was on, she said her mom and Michael are starting to work on things.
They don't have to love each other. She just has to love, she has to love them both.
All right. Thank you very much. How should Karen flip everyone's opinions on you guys thinking she doesn't live in Great Falls in that house?
Invite the door.
How about that?
Right. Okay, answer the door, invite you. Okay, there's two ideas. Let's go to, well, on that subject, Rachel F. said, Robin, do you think delivering the pizza box to Karen's was crossing the line now, looking back on it?
No, not at all. It was all in good fun.
All right, let's go to Stephanie from Charlotte. Hey, Stephanie, what's your question?
Hey, I am so excited to talk to you guys. Andy, I love you. And Robin, Charisse, I love
the Potomac.
Hey,
Steph.
Hey. I'm like waving at my TV. And
oh, well, we can't see you. We see each other. What's your question?
Okay, it's for Robin.
Okay.
So, Robin, do you think making fun of the umbrella fight with Monique steered you two in the right direction? And kind of a follow-up that to that is, do you think there's actually friendship potential between you two?
Well, I would hope it would steer us into the right direction. However, there's still some friction between us. I don't feel like we are on a good page. And, you know, I think that requires a lot more in-depth conversation.
Michelle S. texted, Charisse, are you still seeing the gentleman Ray who escorted you to Karen's charity event?
I'm seeing a lot of gentlemen. Thank you.
That guy could get it.
Yeah, well, could have.
His eyebrows. Oh.
But did he get it? Oh.
No.
I think you need to rethink that. Robin, Louise R. from Ireland Facebooked us. How do you find time to get anything done with your head so far up Giselle's ass?
Well, I asked for permission first.
Denise R. emailed, Charisse, you've known Karen and Ray for so long. Did you at all suspect that they were having financial issues prior to the news dropping?
Actually, I had no idea about their financial issues, nor did I care.
Pamela W. Facebooked, Robin, seeing as how you cried a river every time someone threw your financial situation in your face, how are you throwing stones at Karen when you still live in a glass condo? I have some shady questions for you. Sorry.
I know.
Sorry, I read them with such glee, too. I'm in a good mood tonight.
I think I was misinterpreted. I was not happy and making fun of Karen's financial situation.
Let's go to Cynthia from Virginia. Hey, Cynthia, what's your question?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, Andy. My question is for both ladies.
Okay.
Ladies, do you think that Matt is trustworthy? And what is your take on his relationship with Karen?
I think Charisse is better suited to answer this.
Yes. Why have they been putting it on
Charisse?
You know, there's been some questions about Matt because he's friends with all of us. And it's kind of weird because I know for myself personally, you know, right now, Monique and I are not in a good space. And one day he's with me, then he's with her, and they're on Instagram Live talking about me. So it becomes a little weird.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Lisa from Denver. Hey, Lisa, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I got to meet you at the AC.
Oh, she just dropped out, and the story was getting good. She met me when me and Anderson were in Denver. Did we fool around? What happened? Let's go to Brittany from Ohio. Brittany, I loved dancing with you last week at Radio City Music Hall.
Yes, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Good. My question is for Charisse and Robin.
Okay.
And I want to know, who do you think caused the most unnecessary drama on the Can trip?
Unnecessary drama. Unnecessary. Ashley was quite messy confrontational.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Ashley gets that crown.
That car ride looked.
Oh my god!
Wow.
I mean, you didn't see it all. It
really?
Was. Oh yeah, it went on and on.
I would like to see it all.
But it was so funny because we're all sitting there. I think we were just exhausted.
I'm like sitting there. On my phone.
Tired, but then we're entertained and we're like, maybe stop. And then we're like, this is great.
Let's go to Deborah from the Minneapolis. What's up, Deborah?
Hi, Andy. This is for Charisse. Charisse.
Yes, darling.
I kind of feel like your relationship with Monique took a little major hit this season. What is your relationship like today? And do you still think she was using you?
What?
Just
to clarify, I never do you hear me say it, that she was using me for my contacts. My good friends did all that. I didn't say that. However, today, no, we're not in a good space. Unfortunately, you know, I really did adore Monique, and it just went bananas, and no, we're not friends.
Okay, Lisa from Denver's back. Okay, so we met at the Anderson show. And was it good?
Yeah, it was great.
Great. What's your question?
Oh, my God. My question is for Charisse.
Okay.
Charisse, mm-hmm. I wanted to know, how's your relationship with your ex going these days?
Oh,
and when's the last time you spoke to him?
My ex-husband?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, bad.
Bad.
I'm not even going to fake it. It sucks.
Are you officially divorced yet?
Not yet, but very close.
Okay, very
and
good.
I need a man.
Okay. It's game time, everybody. Since Robin delivered that pizza to Karen's Great Falls Escape, I think it's safe to assume she is now in some sort of pizza union and knows all other delivery people, right? Let's find out with who's delivering your pizza, Charisse. Charisse, you will don the Ramona eyes and head on over to the green screen.
I shall with my glass.
And various friends and celebrities will deliver you pizza. Robin, it's your job to give Charisse clues to help her ID them. If you get 7 right in 60 seconds, you win. Put the glasses on.
Okay.
Thank you.
Cool.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Very cute. What did she win?
Okay, look right there.
Where am I looking?
And go.
You're looking at me.
I'm looking at you.
She just married a prince.
Just married a prince. Oh, what's her name? The black girl.
What's her name? Come on. Rhymes with sparkle.
Meghan Markle. Okay, pass. She didn't get it.
What are you doing?
If I could turn back time.
Share.
Yes, very good.
He's really tall, played in the NBA for the Lakers, or Orlando Magic. He's on TNT.
Shaquille?
Yes, there you go. The door is closed.
Nene.
There you go.
Yes.
They call her Babs.
Babs.
Yeah. Well, you just said her name.
Oh, shoot.
It's Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand.
Yes. Look more over at me, Charisse. Look kind of more over at me.
Okay, yeah. I'm the best president ever.
Barack Obama.
North's mother.
North's mom is Kim.
Yes. Yes. Well done. Oh, they almost got it. Hey, Sean. Dude, what's the name of your hot sauce?
We have the Last Dab Redux and then Los Calientes. We're calling it the sauce of summer, and we brought you a gift bag, Andy.
Thank you, dude. I appreciate it. That stuff burned. I was running for a glass of milk when I got done with that.
It's rare that I get to see someone after the fact. So you recovered okay?
I survived.
All right, good.
I survived.
Right,
let's go to Francis from Kentucky. Hey, Francis, what's your question?
First, Andy, I want to thank you so much for taking my call. And you are absolutely bomb, and I love you to death.
Thank you.
My question is for Robin. You okay. are the proverbial phoenix rising from the ashes, and I am so proud of you.
Oh, thank you, Francis. That's so sweet.
That being said, you oh. and Ashley, please. Thank you.
Here comes the butt. Okay. Yes. I'm ready.
Did you catch me?
No,
go
no,
on. What's the question?
Okay, you and Ashley really seem to be on good terms right now. Mm-hmm. But the question is, do you really feel that you can trust her, especially after all the mess that she spoke about you and Juan last year?
That's a really good question, and it took me a while to get to the place to be able to say yes. Ashley and I actually have a lot more in common than we don't.
So. There you go.
Yeah.
Charisse, Josh T. texted, what are your honest thoughts about the new girl, Candace?
I think she's young. She's cute. And I think that, you know, she'll get used to these people.
Okay.
You know, when she gets off her mom's boob.
Okay, when she gets off her mom's boob. She's on the teat. Both of you, Kayla and texted, which of the ladies do you think is the shadiest on social media?
Monique by far.
Beyond shady. Yeah.
Do you use the champagne room, by the way?
All the time.
You do. You brought your own champagne glass.
Of course.
Glass tonight,
well, you know, people are saying that I lost it, and I have a room, and I carry mine all the time.
Nice. It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to the heat wave that is giving men a summer penis, which doctors say is a real thing, which causes the penis to bloat, adding to both size and quality of erections. So as the saying goes, don't wear white or your summer penis after Labor Day. It's a little PSA from me to you. Tonight's check. I love it that Sean acted like he knew what a summer penis was.
I got a flaming case of summer penis.
Yes, of course. Tonight's Jackal goes to a Walmart in Arizona, which is testing out a new feature where it sends self-driving cars to pick up customers who've placed their order online and take them to the store where their purchases will be hand-delivered to the car. My question is, why can't the self-driving car just bring your order to your house? Do I really need to get into a tin can that goes 60 miles an hour with no driver and can probably be hacked by Russia? No, thank you. I want to thank Robin, Charisse, and Sean. Hey, everybody. The party continues with Robin Dixon and Charisse Jackson-Jordan. Sean Evans is the host of Hot Ones on YouTube. New episodes every Thursday. Sean, did you come up with the show?
My partner, Chris Schoenberger, had the idea of interviewing celebrities over violently hot chicken wings, and then we just ran with it.
Wow, you really did. Love it. Your research is really good. I was impressed. When I went in there, like, I was like, oh, good, this guy, there's nothing better than doing an interview. That's why I love going on Howard Stern, because he does such good research.
And you, my man. You're a major influence, Andy.
Thanks, man. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Andy, it's Betsy from Phoenix.
Hey, Betsy, what's your question?
My question's for both of the ladies, and it's what are your thoughts on Giselle's claim that Ray has a crush on her business partner, Erica Wilde?
I love it that you know the name.
Well, Erica is beautiful.
Very beautiful.
And so if Ray and Erica cross paths, I could see where Ray would get a little, you know, fumbled in his...
Yeah, I think it's innocent, though. You know,
it's innocent.
I mean, I don't think Erica's taking his phone.
I mean, really.
let's go back to the phones. Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Araceli from Naperville, Illinois. Andy, you're the most handsome person on TV.
Ooh. Do you only get one channel? Actually, if it was this channel, I ain't the most handsome one on this channel by a mile. But I appreciate it.
My question's for both lovely ladies. In your opinion, what do you think is the status of Karen's marriage since she is no longer wearing her wedding ring?
Oh, good question.
She actually wears it. She took it off for a moment. They say they're fine.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an institution. You know that. Right.
It's an institution.
It's not going anywhere. You know, I think Ray's a special guy to stick with Karen as long as he has. Bless his heart.
I want to thank Sean, Robin, and Charisse. For more, click around BravoTV.com, everybody. Good night.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Are you tired of dating assholes? Do you want a Prince Charming? If so, we're filming a reality show. Sign up here.
12 American women are flown over to the UK for a bachelor-style reality dating show.
There are so many questions about a show like this because it's so odd.
These women have been told that they were going to be dating the world's most eligible bachelor, Prince Harry.
What? Y'all playing with me, right?
You can binge The Bachelor of Buckingham Palace exclusively on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.